your classroom pledge of the week. It's Mrs. Shillam's third grade class at CSS in East Valley.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A supermarket's fitness test during an interview has applicants dropping and doing push-ups.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's News.
And it's brought to you by Burke's Disaster Restoration.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
All righty, Kevin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the news on a Monday morning. Hope you had a pleasant weekend. You are about to have a pleasant Monday because I'm giving you news.
A lot of pressure.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, let me tell you. Let's talk weekend box office because it was a big one. How big was it?
Yeah, finally,
Thank you for asking.
Yeah, how big was it?
Inside Out.
Two.
Number one at the box office. Yes, Inside Out 2. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. By the way, I've never seen Inside Out 1.
Whoa, easy now.
Have you?
Yeah.
Really?
Of course.
Is it old?
I don't know when it was. It's not that old, but let me see. I think I even saw it in the theater.
Mm-hmm. Old enough to drive?
No. Yeah. Definitely not that old.
Jay, yeah, that's. I don't know why I've
2015.
Inside Out. Yeah, maybe just the wrong time for me. One son was already out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was, you know, junior. Just probably wasn't interested
in
it.
Yeah, probably a little late. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we saw that one in the theater.
Huh. It looks really cute. I mean, it's one of those that I need to probably watch. Inside Out 2, people loved it. They loved it so much it got $155 million.
Yeah, man, that's
at the box office over the weekend.
That's the biggest one in a minute.
And I thought, well, where does that rank? So I Googled it, and you want to know what I found?
As like in debut weekends of all time?
Debut weekends. Okay, biggest opening weekends. Why did it just say this? You can go worldwide, and it's a different number.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But if you just go U.S. and Canada, number one of all time is The Lion King with $191.8 million.
Jeez.
Number two, The Incredibles 2. See, the sequels do well because we already know we love The Incredibles.
Mm-hmm.
And so you 182.7. Number three, Inside Out 2 with $155 million.
That's crazy.
Beating
That's
out
domestic
Super,
only, right?
Yeah. Do they consider Canada domestic? I don't know. This one says U.S. and Canada, so I'm like, why would you list it that way?
That is kind of weird.
If that wasn't the case,
probably,
you know?
Yeah.
Now, when you
I would have just
on,
guessed Avengers for everything.
Well, Jay, it's for animated movies.
Oh, I'm animated only.
Oh, yeah,
I
no,
see.
No,
oh,
no. The list for regular movies.
I didn't hear
movies,
that part. Did
way
you say that part?
Different. Hmm. Oh, I did. In my mind.
I was going to say.
I don't know if I said it or not,
yeah,
but obviously those were all animated.
Yeah. All the animated kids movies. Yeah,
them's all kids movies.
Makes a difference, yeah.
Now, when you look at the worldwide openings, it's Super Mario Brothers is up there, Frozen 2.
Oh, sure,
Inside Out 2, though, is number three with $295 million worldwide.
I mean, it's impressive, but it's also weird when you realize that, you know, I mean, the list is a little different because obviously in 2024, ticket prices are a little higher than maybe they were in, I don't know, like 2014.
They are.
I don't
Let's
know if
see
you know
if
that.
This one is adjusted or not, because sometimes they do that. Let's see if this figures are given in United States dollars.
That's good. That's what we use. That's good. That's a good figure to use.
Ice Age of Despicable
That's the same
me.
Figures I use, Steve.
Is it?
Yeah, U.S. dollars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, how about this? Ice Age and Despicable Me franchises are the most represented franchises with three films each in the top list of highest grossing movies.
And that's some.
Huh.
And then this is for opening weekend.
Okay.
Worldwide.
Yeah, I mean, it was big. It's nice to see the, you know.
It's huge.
The movies.
I mean,
like
number
have a
three
big
all
one.
Time, Jay.
Yeah, that's, it kind of had been pretty slow until all of a sudden, guess what? You get an animated film and, hey, we're back.
So apparently the Lion King, you know, $245 million. Are we saying if that is not adjusted, that's just garbage? That's obviously number one forever.
I feel like it. I mean, that's been a minute.
Oh, that's the 2019 Lion King.
Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah.
Well, that's not really like animated,
though. No. Mm-mm.
It's partially animated.
Live action or whatever they call that.
Yeah. What, live action. That's exactly what they call it.
Thank you.
Trying to see if there's another movie on here that is a surprise. The Simpsons movie.
Ooh.
Is at number 11 with $171 million. That one kind of surprises me because it beats out, you know, Toy Story 3, Despicable Me 2, Shrek the 3rd, Shrek the 2nd, Frozen. What the heck was wrong? Frozen, this legendary movie, is at number 24.
Maybe it just had staying power after it first started.
It did. I think it was one of those that we didn't know it was going to be so great.
Right.
And then everybody was like, wait, this is the greatest movie ever.
Also, I thought about this. I don't know if this is if anybody else thought about it or if it's just my weird mind, but I saw that like Twisters and what's the other one? The Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Oh, yeah.
They both come out like within a week of each other, like in late July.
Okay.
And I think the Deadpool Wolverine movie comes out at the beginning of the Olympics, and I thought, well, that was kind of bad timing.
That is weird.
You've created some, at least competition for you, no pun intended there, but of all the weeks to release it, you're going to release it the same week as the Olympics? I don't know, would people like not go to that movie because the Olympics are on, or am I just...
I mean, probably not, but I do see your point, is that it's like, hey, the Olympics are only, what, 2 weeks?
Three weeks? And then there's so many slow weeks where we have had almost no big movies. I mean, I figure you could have taken another one, but you picked the same week as the Olympics. I don't know.
It does seem kind of risky, doesn't it?
Yeah, why would you create competition when you have a chance to just, like, own it?
This is why you should be in the business.
Oh, man. Well, I'd like to give someone the business. Do we have time for a second story or no, Kev?
You know, probably not, Jay, because the second story is... It's pretty in depth. We'll have to use it later.
All right. And
hold on. You want me to find you like a weird headline or something?
Sure.
That could maybe be really fast and float your boat.
Why not?
Story number two.
Why not? We'll do that.
Hold on. I got to scroll up.
Yeah, this is real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, Steve? I don't see you doing nothing.
I'm just commenting on your lack of fastness here.
Yeah, we thought maybe you had one.
Well, I had to. You know what? Perfect. This is right up Steve's alley. Bikini-clad barista smashes angry customer's windshield with a hammer.
I saw that video.
After he threw $22 coffee in her face.
I saw that video. Did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, this guy, he gets out of the car. He has an argument with the barista over the drink. He gets out of the car. He pops the lid off the one, throws it at her through the window.
Oh,
pops
boy.
The lid off the second one, throws it at her through the window. She reaches out. And she wasn't bikini clad. She had just like a regular, like a tank top on. She reaches out.
What?
Yeah. And she, which maybe is why he threw it. I don't know. She
could
reaches
have been,
out.
Yeah. It's supposed to be a bikini place. It's called Taste of Heaven in Seattle.
She's got a pretty good size hammer, and she just shatters his windshield, like puts the hammer through the windshield.
I mean, I kind of am like, good for her.
Oh, 100% good
for
her.
You threw coffee at her.
No, you're a jerk, but I don't care what happened up until that point or whether there was a disagreement or whatever, but you don't get out of your car and throw two drinks at a person. That's whatever she does at that point. I mean, I'm on her side.
She said the man was a repeat customer, and he had... previously been complaining about the high price of the coffees
there. Well,
then
don't go there.
And she said, hey, no one is forcing you to come here.
Right. And so he got mad and he jumps out and he throws the drinks on her.
That is right.
Insane.
Jay, you are 100% correct. It's because she had a tank top on.
Okay.
I think you're right.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what, Kevin, would make you even more like... I was going to say attractive. I don't know if that's the word I want to use.
Attractive?
Kevin James.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Well, tell me, please.
Maybe I should not.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Sorry, I was busy looking at pictures of our fathers for Father's Day and us as fathers. Thank you for posting that, Steve.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. Yesterday. Yeah, good job. Thank you, Steve.
Now, listener
letter.
Nice pictures. Dear Jane Cavett, I've got a problem with my boyfriend and my dog. I have a German Shepherd named Ace who is very protective of me. I've been with Ace for 5 years, and I've been single or never really had guys around him in my house.
Mm-hmm.
When we first started dating my boyfriend about 6 months ago, it was rough. Ace was always growling at him and just being very unsure. My boyfriend has never had a dog, so he was super uncomfortable. Well, things have gotten much better, and we don't have any issues with him anymore. Until 2 weeks ago. We were in the kitchen, and we were messing around cooking, and I flicked a noodle at him and it stuck to his face, and my boyfriend was like, oh, you're in trouble now, and he playfully came after me and he grabbed me, picked me up, kind of spun me around and put me over his shoulder, and of course I was screaming, and Ace was not okay with it and nipped him on the side of his leg. Luckily he had on jeans and it wasn't too bad of a bite. I know it's not cool and we were both upset. However, the problem now is that my boyfriend is totally unsure about being around Ace. I've told him things will be fine, and they have been. It was just a special situation. He was protecting me. My boyfriend says having a dog that bites people isn't okay. What if we have kids someday? Then what happens? It's like he wants me to get rid of Ace, and that is not happening. Will time heal all wounds, or is this possibly a deal breaker with my boyfriend? I don't want to lose either one of them. That is from Stacy.
All right, 509-441-0999 to call or text. That is the Runge Furniture Studio line. Steve, over to you.
Thanks, Jay.
Have fun.
We have Dog Man here, and you want to send it
to... I'm just curious what Steve's opinion would be.
Yeah, Jay, you are the Dog Man.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's why I want to wait and see what you say first so I can laugh or agree.
Oh, okay. Well, as a child, I was a little terrified of dogs.
Yeah.
But I've grown out of that over time. So I feel like maybe this is a situation where, you know, you kind of grow together. You learn, you know, both the dog and you learn to interact with each other, kind of
sure.
How each other act and all of that type of stuff. I mean, it's just maybe more so they haven't been around each other enough. Type of thing.
6 months, is that what it was, Kev?
Yes.
So it seems like there's more time that's needed here.
Well, you've had the dog for 5 years. Good old Ace was doing his job at that point. I mean, Ace thinks that somebody's attacking his owner. He's doing what dogs do. That's
right.
That's how it works. I mean, I hate to say you might have to adjust your behavior, but you might have to adjust your behavior. Yeah, if a dog continually bites people, that is an issue, and it's a whole different thing. But, I mean, this dog literally has been your companion for 5 years. It sees somebody picking you up. It has no idea. Dogs don't know.
You're screaming.
You're screaming. Your dog doesn't know. Yeah. The dog is thinking he's doing his job, which he
100%.
Is. And, you know, he didn't, like, try to take the guy's leg off. So I will say I will defend the dog in that aspect. Now, again, if it becomes more of an issue, that's obviously something else. But we're taking this one at what we know, that it's never happened before. And it's also probably the first time your dog ever saw you get picked up and thrown over somebody's shoulder while you were screaming. So I think it's kind of an isolated incident. But the boyfriend saying you need to get, dogs that bite people are not cool. That's correct.
Yeah.
Getting rid of a dog you've had for 5 years for a boyfriend you've had for 6 months.
That's a no. Very clear. That's very clear by the people responding on Facebook.
Yeah, that's a no.
That you're choosing a dog over a boyfriend for sure. There are a few people who say, you know, get rid of the dog. And I think these are people who have struggled a little bit. Like Carrie says, if the dog bites once, it will probably bite again. Your boyfriend is correct. He is also correct about having kids and the safety. Ace thinks he is number one in your life.
Right.
And anyone who comes in his space is clearly a threat. Other than having limited actions with your boyfriend and children down the road, if it's not the boyfriend, who will it be next? So, and then she says this.
Probably the
this
next person that picks you up and throws you over your shoulder while you're screaming.
Right, you know, and like, I get it with a kid, and hopefully it would be a different situation by that he would become protective of the kids too. But the overall sentiment of people on Facebook is this. You need training. The dog needs training with her and with the boyfriend.
Sure. Yeah.
And said, that'll help reduce the anxiety of the dog. Let the boyfriend learn how to do things better too. And that will be very, very helpful.
Yeah, the dog still doesn't know that he's part of it now.
Right. And I would say time too. So the training and the time, that combination, that's what I was going for originally.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if you can. I mean, it's the what if kids. I mean, you've been dating for 6 months. I don't know that you're what if in kids at this point. That's a long way down the road if it happens. I mean, the way
to each their own. Maybe he's ready to do it tomorrow, Jay. And I mean, I'm not. I don't want to tell him
what if.
Wrong.
Yeah, we get what if all day. But yeah, I mean, again, I just
no.
Say,
but I think the talking about kids is a fair statement. The biggest thing that I notice here is that she says he nipped him.
Mm-hmm.
He says he bit me. You know what I mean? Like it's a...
Sure.
Because I do think a nip and a bite are different, right?
Unless you're the one receiving it.
Very fair, because I guarantee you it hurt like heck.
Right.
Right on the side of his leg. And thank God he had jeans on. Uh-huh. It sounds like it, you know, wasn't a super bad...
But I agree with you. Yeah, a bite is like full mouth on leg type thing. And a nip is usually front teeth type deal. Like, I'm getting your attention.
Yeah, just like, hey, stop that or I'm going to bite you.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's not a fun situation. And I don't know. This is the trouble with the Germans. I don't even know what that means.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
My wife was buying these Uncrustables, and she's like, you know, we gotta stop by Costco and get them. And then we realized these are ridiculously expensive. So my wife's like, I mean, I can make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the house and probably save a lot of money.
Kevin James.
And it was a big moment in our house when my 20-year-old son said, you know, I can eat the crust, right? And I was like, what?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Also, you know, we're going to go visit my mom, you know, in Minnesota here this week. So I'll be gone for a couple of days. My mom's having a birthday, and there's a bunch of other stuff we're going to do. And so my wife, who is making now peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and freezing them for my boys and their buddy to go to work outdoors.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they will not survive without them.
Made 18 of them yesterday and put them in the freezer.
Wow.
I'm like, what? Entertainment news is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Well, oh well. I didn't know what there was, that the record for the world's largest ticketed concert was.
It was George Strait, right?
It is now.
It was, I believe.
It was the Grateful Dead. It was George Strait now.
Oh, I thought George Strait broke that record a couple years ago at Texas Stadium. And then I thought so then maybe the Dead broke it, and now he broke it again.
They said the Dead's concert was 1997 Raceway Park in Jersey. And this says the U.S. record for the ticketed concert is now George Strait's 110,905 fans, which, I mean, some of that is just, did you see the video of it?
I did not, huh?
The stadium, I mean, it obviously looks insane. Also, his stage looks so tiny, partially because the stadium is so large, and partially because, I don't know, maybe he wanted to sell more seats. And it's not like George is running around like crazy, right? George is relatively stationary.
Right.
So he doesn't maybe need that many fans, or maybe that much stage to run around. So the next thing you know, he's got 110,905 fans at Kyle Field on the campus of Texas A&M. That video was insane.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
By the way, they get pretty loud.
Yeah, oh yeah.
110,000 people. Oh, especially for George Strait in Texas. I mean, man, that was crazy. So the king is the king.
Like that, yeah.
I was thinking, I couldn't remember, Kevin, and then I realized Garth's concert in New York was not ticketed.
No, it's not. Yeah, there's concerts that are way bigger.
Like a million people or something.
Over a million, mm-hmm. The Rod Stewart had 3.5 million at a concert in Copacabana Beach. But that's, you know, it wasn't
again
ticketed.
Freebies, yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, so
I think that is the largest one ever.
Long live the king. I guess he's the largest ticketed. But can you just imagine the amount of money that passed through that? I mean, not just on ticket sales, because of course that alone would be crazy, but just like amount of money people spent on food,
oh, sure,
beer, parking. I mean, just the money in that area spent that one night has to be
how
insane.
How many people are at I don't know that stadium.
Which one?
What is that stadium used for?
Oh, yeah. Kyle Fields football stadium.
Yeah. It gets pretty loud there.
It's the Texas A&M football stadium.
Okay. But that's what they have every weekend, I bet.
Football. You're filling the field, though.
Okay. So that's what I was wondering. What is their attendance?
Well, let me pull it up.
102,733.
There you go. So it's an extra 8,000 people on the field.
But that's, you think about that. That is
It's insane.
Yeah,
it's anything over 100,000 people like that is just crazy for sporting events. But yeah, once you pack the field like that, and I'm telling you, his stage looked so small. I first looked at the video. I'm not being dumb. Maybe I am, but I was like, "Where's the stage?" Well, you could see the lights, but I mean, it was kind of when I first saw it, all the lights weren't lit up. I mean, once they light the lights up, obviously you can see it. But when the lights weren't lit up, I was like, where the heck is the stage? And then wham, they turn the lights on. I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah, that it looks tiny compared to that stadium. So good job, George.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's ridiculous. If you want to do yourself a favor and see the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life,
whoa,
look up the Rod Stewart 1994 show at Copacabana Beach in Rio de Janeiro.
I've seen that.
Largest free concert in history with 3.5 million people. It is, I don't even understand it.
Well, it just looks like it just stretches on forever, and it doesn't even look, it looks like, well, it doesn't look like people when you
those are people, apparently.
Yeah. And the number of towers that they have for speakers, it must have run a mile down the beach.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. That one doesn't look real. I also, on the opposite end of that spectrum, I saw where Eric Church got on stage at his bar. Did you see that? To sing Springsteen?
Did not, huh?
Yeah, he got on. He was sitting in his own bar.
Oh, yes, I did see it, Jay. You're right. I forgot about that. I think I saw it late last week.
Not a true fan. You're just not a true fan of Eric Church anymore.
No, I saw it. It was just, I felt like it was old news.
I mean, he's done it before. He's done it at his own bar before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went back when it opened, he did it.
Okay, maybe that's the one I saw. I didn't see the new one.
It's funny because he came up and there was a lady playing the piano, and I don't know if she's like, I don't know if it's a karaoke scenario, because it kind of looked like it was a karaoke scenario, and I don't know if he has that, but she was, you know, the classic karaoke where she's sitting at a bar and she's playing and he's sitting behind her, and then people realize, well, that's Eric Church just sitting right there. Maybe he would like to sing Springsteen. And he comes up and behind her, and then he starts singing, and then she tries to get up to leave, and he's like, no, I'm not working tonight, you are. I'm going to sing one song and then be done with it, so.
Yeah, don't go anywhere.
Yeah, please don't go anywhere. This is not my deal. I'm going to sing one song, and then I'm going to leave.
Fair enough. I mean, you do own the place. You do what you want.
And I'm sure that was probably because of CMA Fest. You know, there was so many, obviously, a lot of the touring acts were it. In Nashville over the weekend for CMA Fest. So stop by your own bar. Why not? You probably drink for free.
You think so?
Sure.
I mean, I hope so. It's your
top
bar.
Shelf.
Yeah, I mean, you walk in and you're like, they're like, can I help you, sir? I want one of each.
Be quite pricey.
You're drinking your own profits, but whatever.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine.
You think? You don't think he's hurting for money? And I also saw that Charles Barkley announced his retirement. I don't know if you saw that.
I did. I just realized that I had typed that on our little prep sheet, and then you put your name next to it, and I thought, oh, Maybe Jay put that down, and I'm like, no, I think I typed it. We both saw that Charles Barkley says he's done with TV, which is sad.
That really bummed me out, because I love watching Charles on the TNT show. My favorite part about his comment was where he's like, you know, when he's talking about, don't anybody else call him about the interviews. Did you hear that part of that interview, Kevin? I think I got it right here. He said,
but for me personally, I wanted you guys to hear from me, because I'm not doing any more interviews. Don't y'all be calling me. Nobody calling me. I'm not talking about this again, but I wanted to tell my NBA and NBA TV and TNT family that I'm not going to another network, but next year I'm going to just retire after 25 years, and I just want to say thank you, and I wanted y'all to hear from me first.
Don't y'all be calling me. I'm not doing any more interviews.
Yeah.
I mentioned it. That's it. I don't need to talk about it anymore.
Sure. You know the news. There's nothing else to discuss. Like, I've told you I'm done.
You know
how
that is, though. Everybody in the world is probably reaching out to Charles now to say, hey, man, I heard you're retiring.
Yeah. I can't believe 25 years.
Yeah, that part was shocked me, too.
That's wild. Yeah.
Yeah, he will be missed. He's hilarious.
I find that show to be one of the funniest shows on TV.
It's very entertaining, and they figured out how to just let them be themselves and have fun with it and still cover basketball. So, yeah, they did a great job on it.
Yeah, Jason Kelce would be a good option.
Huh.
No, he would not.
Okay.
It's basketball, bro.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
That matters a lot, too, because obviously, 10% on $5,000 is not nearly as big of a deal as 10% on $20,000.
Kevin James.
That's good math, Kevin.
Right?
Yep.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, look, this week we're going to let you qualify for the Ultimate Backyard Summer Giveaway. We've got a barbecue grill. I don't know, this thing's like, I'm going to say like a $450 grill. It's a nice one. A cooler, a Bluetooth speaker. We're throwing in an American flag for you and $300 of free groceries. Your chance. Oh, we'll also throw in tickets and some meet and greets to Larry Fleet at the Spokane Live, Spokane Tribe Casino, coming up on July 20th. So that's a fun little package for you to win, a little summer barbecue, free groceries, and a concert. So, we'll, you know, we'll qualify you for that here momentarily. We're going to do that all week long. It's a chance for you to qualify. We'll do it in about, let's say, 5 minutes from right now.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Jeff off the text line said he took his dad fishing for Father's Day. Like, that's like the ultimate. Nice. That's like a movie.
It is.
Yeah.
So good job. Well done, Jeff. Steve, best part of your weekend?
Nicely done. Yeah, I mean, obviously, I talked to my dad a little bit, which was nice.
Yeah.
I typically do that anyway, but it's just kind of a nice little thing. I would say this was the most interesting part of my weekend.
Was the most interesting part of your weekend.
Okay, also best. Sure. Okay, we'll say it's best. Sure. So I got a haircut, which was very nice.
Look good.
Yeah, thank you.
Still does, yeah.
Appreciate that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. But, you know, you always have a conversation with, or sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. And I was talking to the person who was doing my hair. I was like, oh, you know, how long you've been working here? I was like, yeah, I know my style is pretty standard or whatever. And I go to her, you like doing the standard haircuts, or you like kind of doing a little bit more adventurous types of stuff? Mm. And she goes, well, I like doing the standard things because then I could zone out.
Not necessarily That's what awesome. You say while you're,
that is awesome.
While you're cutting someone's hair.
Then our conversation kind of stopped.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to let you pay attention. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, she did a very good job, but I was just kind of taken aback by the comment.
That is hilarious. Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah. I mean, good for her.
I could just kind of zone out.
Zone out. You're like, all right. Oh,
I just clipped your ear off.
Well, for zoning funny. Out, she did a good job.
No, she did very, and she was very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Should I be alarmed?
I mean, only if she messed up your hair.
No, she didn't. She did a good job.
Right. So then you don't need to be alarmed. She did a great job.
I was alarmed at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's fair when sometimes. That's good because I usually doze off with boring haircuts.
Yeah.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Man.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin.
Yeah, that girl was clearly already zoned out because you don't say that. Unless you're zoned
out. Unless you're already zoned out.
Yeah.
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 That's fair.
Exactly it. She was on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man.
It's pretty easy to have that happen, I would imagine.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you know, it's the same question, same answers.
Yeah.
You know, same haircut. Next thing you know, you're like, oh, what? We're done? Okay, cool.
Father's Day was great. I had both the boys over. We were just hanging out. So that was fine. But I'm not going to give it the best part of my weekend. And I apologize. And mainly that's because of the meal that we got. I can tell you more about that later, maybe. I was so mad. So mad.
How mad were you?
This is going to require a whole segment later in the show.
A whole segment?
Jeez,
yeah.
Louise.
Because the reason why I ordered food instead of barbecuing, it's all a story. But I'm going to give it to Friday night and the fact that I had a wedding on Friday night to DJ. Because the weather was great. It was perfect.
Very nice.
And Ricky and Vanessa, they were so fun. Just a great couple, great family, the whole deal. It was a very fun night. And it was one of those you're just like, yeah, I love it when they go like that. And then Saturday, when I was getting texts from all my buddies who DJ, who were out in that weather.
Man.
The best part of my weekend was that I dodged having a wedding indoors. On Saturday. Yeah, Jay, I mean, I don't ever do Friday weddings hardly. And it was just happened to be that. I had a Saturday off. And that weather on Saturday was miserable.
Yeah, it was terrible. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I felt so bad for people who were just out in it. You know, you have a wedding in June. You don't think that's necessarily going to be the case.
Not just the fact that it was a wedding in June. It was the middle of June.
Middle of June, yeah, yes. You didn't do it. Middle of June.
It's not like, hey, June 3rd, you know, crapshoot here. But, you know, not that much of a crapshoot where you have like, well, oh, maybe, I don't know, 50 degrees and wind
yeah,
and rain.
Yeah, and you go, okay, maybe a you know, a thunderstorm comes through or yeah. whatever, and it dumps rain on you for a little bit. Okay, then we get over it, we move on. No. Even if it did that, it was still 50 degrees
yeah,
and the wind
cold.
Chill seemed...
Yeah,
it was just silly.
It was very... Very cool.
So, I dodged that.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
You had a big one, Jay.
We had a lot. We had my son's graduation on Friday. Drove over.
Was the graduation, like all graduations, just kind of long and boring?
That's horrible. Okay, but the graduation was great. And it was fun to see, you know, he graduated with a lot of his teammates. So that was very cool. The experience was fun. You know, the speeches
Absolutely.
Are speeches are whatever, but you know, and then we had my youngest son had to fly back home that day to go to his girlfriend's graduation, so we didn't know if that was going to happen. We got there to the airport, so everybody made their flight. My daughter had a flight, my youngest son had a flight, but they all made the extra effort to go see my middle son graduate, so that was great.
Wait, where did your daughter go to?
She went on a vacation. Her and her fiance went to Alaska. So it was just it was crazy where everything actually worked. And when you have traffic in Seattle and airlines and all the things you can't control and length of graduations and all the rest of that, it was, you know.
At any point did your wife say, geez, everybody else is flying. Kind of feel like we should fly.
No. No, she didn't.
Okay.
I mean, we went to a Mariners game on Friday night.
Yes.
They won. Hadn't been to a Mariners game for a while. Those games are fast now with the pitch clock. The whole thing is, I mean, it was fireworks. That was, for Friday was probably the best. There was a lot of other great things. On Saturday, went to a bunch of graduation parties in the miserable weather, Kevin, and it snowed at my house Saturday morning.
Yeah,
it was stupid. And then Sunday for Father's Day, hung out with the boys, went and played golf. And so it was... Yeah, it was a great weekend. There's a lot of good things.
Who won?
I think Will did, yeah.
Oh, Will. He's kind of your golfer, isn't he?
Yeah, he puts the most time in.
Yeah, that's the thing about golf, I guess.
Yeah, you got to practice that stuff. So it was just all the way around, it was a great weekend. And all the things that you think about that you go, everybody says the same thing who doesn't live in Seattle when they go to Seattle. Gosh, traffic here is stupid. Or, man, it's ridiculous how much stuff costs. And then you go, yeah, I know that. And then the guy's like, okay, $75 a park. Gosh, parking here is stupid.
Oh, yeah, you just try to go to the... And the funny thing about the Mariners game is they trick you a little bit. Because if you get the cheap tickets for the Mariners
ticket?
Game... Yeah, you go, you know, this is really reasonable to go to a baseball game. This isn't bad at all. And then you have to park. And if you want food, and you're like, oh, never mind.
Is it weird that a beer is the same cost as the ticket?
Yes.
Imagine you went to a concert and the beer was $50.
Right. That would be terrible.
It's just such a weird thing. The Big 99.